Welcome to another edition of Fellas Night Out right here on the Survival Radio Network. I'm your host, C. Nathaniel Brown, a.k.a. Chuck B. You are listening to the best radio station out there, the Survival Radio Network, that brings you the best programs around that'll help you build yourself, continue on in your journey, and find out your purpose in life. Trust me. So make sure you tune in here as well as the other programs on the Survival Radio Network. Check us out on Facebook so that you're in the loop for all that's going on. Listen, we have a great show tonight. I have with me my brother, comedian Marcus Harvey, and I have romance specialist Jade Ladson, who will be joining me tonight. We're going to be talking all about Valentine's Day, about romance, about gifts for your boo, about some secret tips that will help you out, especially if you've ever messed up. Trust me, you want to make sure that you get things right. So with only a week to go before Valentine's Day, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the do's and don'ts that will be able to help you out. Before we get into that, I want to share a little bit of information. If you were with us last week, you remember me mentioning the film that we have coming up called Love at Work. It's a short film that I wrote and directed. We just found out today that it's an official selection for the Charlotte Black Film Festival. We are very excited about that, and you'll be hearing more about the film coming up very soon, but we're just glad to share that brand new information with you today. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, at C. Nathaniel Brown. Also, make sure that you go and like the or join the Fellas Night Out group page so that you can stay up to date on what's going on. So just type in Fellas Night Out, that's N-I-T-E, and then you'll be able to connect with the group there. You'll be able to make suggestions for future shows. You can comment on shows as well. And if there's any suggestions that you want to give or people that you know that might be a good fit for us to interview on Fellas Night Out, be sure to do that as well. Also want to let you know that we have some great things coming up on Fellas Night Out. Next week will be the 13th, which will be the day before Valentine's Day. Don't want to give away too much, but just make sure you tune in for that. Tell all your family and friends that we have some great shows coming up and to definitely stay connected. I want to give you the phone number in case you don't have it, so that way if you hear something that you want to comment on, you want to ask the guests some questions, all you have to do is give us a call at 917-932-1078 and then press number 1 to be placed into the queue, and we'll be able to get you on, and you can share your comments, share your thoughts, your opinions, your feelings about Valentine's Day. We know some people love it, some people hate it, about romance, about gift ideas, anything that you want to share, you're welcome to give us a call, and we'll be able to get you on the air as well. As I mentioned, we have two great guests. The first guest tonight is going to be Marcus Harvey. He's a comedian out of Atlanta, Georgia. He's a hilarious brother. He has been on the circuit for a long time, travels all across the country, is doing some phenomenal things. So we're going to hear a little bit about what he's doing, as well as get into some of these questions about Valentine's Day and romance. But first, what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from my brother, Marcus Harvey. So stay right there with us, and when we come back, we'll hear from him.
Two questions. How's your New Year's resolution going, and how can the world's leading weight loss challenge get any better? Well, the 90-Day Body by Vi Challenge is offering you a chance to join the challenge for 90 days, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed. Go to 123shakes.com and find out why over 6,000 people a day are joining the 90-Day Challenge. Try on your own challenge for 90 days, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed. You're going to love this. Or are you going to stay with your unresolution? Go to 123shakes.com. Get your challenge on.
Do you have tax issues, owe back taxes, or need tax relief? Contact L&B Tax Service today. L&B offers you over 15 years of expertise and first-class tax service for individuals, professionals, and business owners. With nationwide service, you can easily find a location near you. Contact one of our tax professionals through our website, lbtaxservice.com. That's www.lbtaxservice.com. L&B Tax Service Incorporated. Tax professionals that you can trust. Has the value of your home decreased, making it impossible to sell your home? Are your monthly payments starting to pull you under? At Taylor One, we work with homeowners nationwide on short selling their homes by negotiating directly with your bank to take less than what's owed for a meaningful resolution. With over 20 years in the business and a customer service priority, Taylor One has helped thousands, and now we want to help you. Call for a free consultation at 888-882-6463. Or visit our website at www.taylor1llc.com. Survival Radio Network. You can't live without it.
That was Adorned by Miguel. We're listening to Fellas Night Out right here on the Survival Radio Network. I'm your host, C. Nathaniel Brown. Before we go to Marcus Harvey, I want to let you know that the Survival Radio Network business of the week is Temperature Design Heating and Air. If you have not gotten your heating system checked, I know it's a little warm today, but you still want to get your system checked, you can give them a call. Their phone number is 770-823-7160. And if you mention Fellas Night Out or the Survival Radio Network, you'll get a special discount. So make sure you give them a call. Temperature, design, heating, and air. As I mentioned, we have with us my brother, Marcus Harvey, a funny comedian, a good brother, and he's here with us tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the things he has going on, as well as our Valentine's Day romance theme. Mr. Marcus Harvey, are you with us today?
I am with y'all, man. How y'all doing?
All right.
Was that a crowd clapping for me, or that's just a button?
Absolutely, absolutely. We flew them all in just for you, brother.
Okay, all 12 of them. Thank you. You guys are too kind.
No problem.
Okay,
how you been?
Man, I've been good, man. I've been good. Just working, man. Trying to beat down the door, you know. So been on the road touring. Got a tour coming up in March, college tour, March 7th through April 7th. We'll be in the tri-states, and I'm doing a whole bunch of colleges, like 18 colleges. And, you know, still cutting hair, still cutting the stars' hair like Nas and Chris Webber and, you know, Rodney Perry and Hill Harper and Ron Rico from Let's Stay Together. So I'm still doing those things, man, still doing
okay.
It. And I'm still stripping on the side. I haven't got off the pole yet. So
okay, do what you
got
to do, brother. You
hey,
know my motto is you don't knock the hustle. That's what I say.
Come on, gas is 341. That's what I heard. Gas 341.
I hear you.
That's what I heard.
Now I understand that too, you're up for an award as well for the college tour.
Yeah. I just got word that I'm a finalist for Comic of the Year with APCA. It's a student association group, conference group type thing, where they just have a whole bunch of schools come together, and pretty much what they do is just have these artists and different, you know, acts like comedians, magicians, song, you know, singers, bands, and all these type of things, and come through and just perform in front of them, and then they just book them for their college. So I just got word that I'm a finalist in Comic of the Year, and that's some good news. That's a big thing, so...
Yeah, definitely. Congratulations on that. We're
yeah,
definitely
man.
Proud of you, man. So keep up the
Thank
great
you.
Work.
Thank you, guys. Definitely. Thank you, guys. Thank
All right,
you
so
guys.
We want to jump right in. We want to talk a little bit about love, romance, Valentine's Day. How much of, you know, everyday life when it comes to love and romance do you put into your material?
Well, seeing how I just celebrated my 5-year anniversary with my wife this past Saturday, I put a lot of love and affection in my jokes. My wife is probably one of the biggest people in my set now coming up. She's just a hilarious person. So we've been acting like newlyweds for some years now. So I'm looking forward to it, man. And I just talk about real life.
Okay. Now, does she approve of your jokes that you tell about her, or is she like, well, why are you telling our business?
Well, she likes the checks that I get from the jokes. So I think she does approve because she's like, well, at least you got paid for it. You know, it's that's how it is. So I can talk about her a little bit, you know, but, you know, that's all I have to do, just get her that check. Hello.
I hear you.
She's in the car with me right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so just make sure, are you driving or is she driving?
She's driving. That's a good
okay.
woman. She's driving because she makes right. me feel like a superstar. Not really. You know.
All right.
We're in a Civic right now, so.
Well, tell Miss Christina we said hello and we love her at Fellas Night Out.
They said they love you at Fellas Night Out. You can say so.
Thank you. She said thank you.
Great.
Fantastic. Now, you know, since she's right there with you, you can't, you know, really tell us all the stuff that you're going to do for Valentine's Day. So we're going to talk in some general terms today. You know, what are some of the things that maybe you've had experience in, you know, your first 5 years of marriage that are memorable Valentine's Day outings or any type of romantic events that you guys have had? Share some of those romantic moments with us.
Well, see, with our anniversary being so close to Valentine's Day and my birthday, because my birthday is this Saturday coming up. So, like, okay. February is just a month of love for us. So, typically what we do is we kind of just, like, bundle it all into one big celebration. And one year, I think, like, 2-3 years ago, what I did was I actually surprised her with a weekend at the Ritz-Carlton, and I went into the room, set up some flowers, you know, rose petals, put them in a heart shape, and had a videographer come, had a personal driver drive us. He was in the Taurus, a Ford Taurus, but he was our driver. We were sitting in the back seat, so that was romantic. But he was just, you know, it was just a really special night, a special weekend, you know. That's pretty much how we worked that thing out, you know. I had some nice little guests, sparkling cider. We got toasted on some sparkling cider. We got really lit on okay. that. And, you know, we just had a good time. We was just chilling in the robes like we was really doing something big. And just had a good evening. And we just kind of like, we're really like lovebirds. So a lot of the times we kind of just get away sometimes and just do some little special things, you know, just for each other. So, yeah.
Right.
That's kind of one of
Now, what are some of the small things that you do on a continuous basis to show each other love? Whether, you know, do you look for something in particular from her? Does she look for anything in particular from you? Just, you know, those moments of saying, I know he loves me. I know she loves me.
Okay, well, one of the things that I do is I pay, like, the light bill and the rent, and she'd be like, oh, I know my baby really loved me because he kept them lights on. So
right.
That's one of the things. But one of the things that she does that, like, really just has me, like, on 10 is, like, the simple, like I said, I'm a barber, you know, by day, and I'm a comedian by night. So I'm standing on my feet all day. So what my wife does, this is the best thing she can ever do, is, like, she just puts her feet on my feet. And when we're in the bed, we just rub feet together. You know, mine are a little bit more ashy and a little bit more rough. So that shows me that she loves me because I've cut her feet up a couple times. And
yeah.
She just keeps doing it. So, you know, that's one of the things we do.
Okay. That sounds like love to me.
That's real love.
But
that's what Mary was talking
about. We're here. We're talking with comedian Marcus Harvey. We're talking about Valentine's Day. We're talking about love. We're talking about romance here on Fellas Night Out. If you want to call in, the number is 917-932-1078. Just press number 1. Our engineer will recognize you and we'll get you on the air. You can let us know what are some of your romance tips. You know, maybe you want to throw some things out there that will help some brothers with the sisters. Or fellas, you might want to throw some things out there, you know, to say, hey, you know, it's not just about the ladies, but you know, the women, you need to do some things too. So feel free to give us a call and we can get you on the air. If you have questions for Marcus, you can give us a call. You can ask him directly. We can get those on air as well. So,
Because I am a guru. Tell him that.
You're a guru?
I'm a guru of love. I'm a guru of love. So
is that what your wife told you?
No, that's just what I'm self-proclaimed in that situation. But don't tell nobody that. But I am a guru of love. So they can ask me any question, and I'll get them right.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing from somebody soon. So let me hear some of your tips then. So speak directly to the brothers right now, because I'm all about helping the brothers. You know, so
okay.
share some things with the brothers that can really help them out, that will save them from, you know, getting crucified next week.
Okay. Here it is. If you, the biggest thing is men don't listen to their wife and how, or their woman and what they, the little subtle hints they drop. I think a lot of times with couples, we don't really pay attention to each other. You know, we're all in our little own world. So sometimes we kind of just, you know, we all kind of just be in our own little world. So one of the things that I try to do is I try to, one, take my wife places that we've never been before, or take her to experiences that she's never had before. You know, my wife is like a brilliant singer and songwriter. So, you know, sometimes I'll take her to like something that's pertaining to her talent or her love or her passion, which is music. And, you know, just kind of open her mind about it and just really, you know, slow dance with her. Because, you know, cats these days don't slow dance.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I'm saying? They don't slow dance. Nobody slow dances no more. We slow danced one time, Christmas time. Slow danced to Kim's Christmas. Now, he said girl in every Christmas song that he sang, which was very weird because he's like, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, girl. I don't know why he put the girl in there, but he put it in there. And we slow danced for hours, or more like 20 minutes. But it felt like hours. It was intense. It was an intense slow dance. And we just had a real good time not having the TV on and just dancing.
Okay.
It's a little thing. Like my wife just did. She just told me a hint. She said it's a little thing. It's
right.
A little thing,
absolutely.
Fellas, that gets the wife or the lady
absolutely.
Of your life ready.
Yes. Make sure you pay attention to the details. Do those little things, and it will make a world of difference. Well, Marcus, we have a caller on the line. We have calling from area code 470. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, if you have a question,
Marcus,
or comment,
I got
a. Ms. Ross?
This is Sharita. Can you hear me?
I'm gonna hear you, Sharita.
Hey, Marcus. Marcus, I got a question.
Okay, what's
he
up?
He'll never take me out, right? He'll never take me out. Talking about we can have a nice time right here in front of in the comfort of our home in front of the TV. What do you think I'm supposed to do? Put on makeup and sit in front of the TV?
Well, hold on a second. Let me defend him a little bit. There's some quality programming on television that you can get dressed up for. So you should just take that as a hint that he's trying to do something special for you. Like, he might be trying to have you watch, like, Love and Hip Hop. And that's a lovely evening for y'all. Because you know how you ladies love some Love and Hip Hop. Really? You know how y'all do. So that's how he's showing his love.
Yeah, I hear it. Now, he knows Valentine's getting ready to come, all right? Talking about, girl, well, you know it's just another day, and I show you little every day. I said, well, I ain't got no candle or no flowers, man, day. I want to feel special sometimes. Talking about, girl, you know you special. Stop playing. Okay, we laughing.
You are special. You're special every day. It doesn't mean he has to get your flowers that day because, you know, the sale's going to come the day after Valentine's Day. So he's being a responsible man in your life. That's what you should be proud of. Matter of fact, I would vouch for him. You might need to start thanking him a little bit more and appreciating him for the sacrifice he makes, like keeping you in the house and not having to pay that extra bill for food or not getting the flowers on Valentine's Day because he knows they're going to get marked down 50% the day after. That's just responsible living on his part. So, ma'am, Sharita, I think you should love him. Give him a kiss right now, matter of fact, Sharita.
Well, look, Marcus, I try to do that. I'm so tired of him talking about scratch my back, your covers make my skin itch. I told him go bathe and lotion yourself and you won't be itching. I try to show him he's special.
Let me ask you something. What kind of thread count do you have on your bed, first off, Sharita? Because
I got the Egyptian ones.
What kind of Egyptian? Because there's some off-brand Egyptian. Because they might be like 12 thread counts and they say Egyptian on them. And that might be just because you saw Egyptian and you bought it from a homeless man named Teddy on the street. And he said, yeah, they Egyptian. You know, I know how you did, Sharita.
Downtown ATL, you know this.
Downtown ATL, I know how it is. They sell everything down there.
I got another question, Marcus. Now you tell me if I'm wrong or not.
Okay.
He always talking about why your eyes get so big when my phone rings and you start looking over here. I told him my eyes don't get big. I'm just looking surprised because your phone ringing. That's what need to be calling you at this time. I'm just saying, Marcus.
Yo, see, that's your problem right there, Sharita. Your boyfriend sounds like a superhero to me. That's what he sounds like. That's just my thought process. Because sometimes the commissioner call him real late and he don't want to put you into that harm's way. You know what I'm saying? So you might need to start thinking and appreciating him a little bit more. Sure, sure. I'm going to ask you something. You need to get your attitude straight. That, you sound like you got a great man over there who don't want to spend no extra money, who want to save money, and wants to save the world. That's three things, great qualities that a man has that you were kind of downplaying and complaining about. I don't like to complain in your voice. That's not really good. I think you should appreciate him a little bit more.
I try to appreciate him more because he just don't understand. He was trying to push me off on this woman the other day. He don't ask me to myself, so why you told the lady you weren't no leprechaun when she asked you about going out sometime? He said she was trying to be friendly. I told him I thought she was just trying to romance me. I wasn't sure. Leprechaun, lesbian, it's all the same, right?
Sharita, I think we're done with your conversation. I think that's what we're done with.
Well, thank you, Marcus, for your advice tonight.
Sharita, I love you, baby.
Sharita,
yeah.
Hold your line. We're going to have our romance specialist on in just a few minutes, and I want you to ask her a couple of questions, too, because she might be able to help you out. So,
wait, hold on. You're saying that like I didn't help her.
No. I'm just trying to give her a male and a female perspective
okay.
that might
okay.
help
I just
out
check.
Long
so that, I gave her some really solid information right there.
Oh, yeah.
You
I really like
right.
the superhero.
I
like the
superhero
response.
Yeah.
And
right.
then the Egyptian cotton, that's her fault. That's not his fault. That's her fault.
That's not his fault.
That's your fault, Sharita. So we'll be praying for you.
You did all right.
Okay.
All right. Well, hold on the line, Sharita, because we want you to talk
okay.
to Jenny Ladson when she comes on as well. So before we let you go, Marcus, we want to, you know, find out how we can stay in touch with you, you know, where you're going to be coming up, if you want to give any Twitter information, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, that way we can keep up with you and people can follow you and get in contact with you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's very easy to find me online. My tagline for everything is the Marcus Harvey. That's TheMarcusHarvey. All one word. That's for Instagram, that's for Twitter, and that's my website, TheMarcusHarvey.com. And then you can find me on Facebook, Marcus Harvey, Marcus Harvey Entertainment, a whole bunch of Marcus Harvey. You know, I'm there. I am present on the web. I am almost like Spider-Man. I'm present on the web. So just find me. I'm out there, y'all. I'm doing some good things in the community. I'm gonna be at the Grammys this coming weekend, cutting Nas's hair. Next weekend I'm gonna be at the All Star Game, also cutting Nas's hair, and I'm gonna be doing some shows around the town or around Atlanta before I go on my tour around the Punchline next Wednesday, and also just around the city. I'm telling you, follow me on Twitter, The Marcus Harvey. You'll find all that information, and I'll keep y'all in touch.
All right, sound good. So thank you again, brother, for joining us. We'll definitely stay in touch with you. We'll have you back shortly because we know that there's a whole lot more that's coming up for you. Blessings to you. Blessings to Christina.
Thank you so very much.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary. Happy birthday.
My birthday is Friday,
by the way.
On the 8th?
So I know you're – yes, it's on Friday. So, you know, we're connected like that too. So – and I know you're going out of town.
Yeah, I'm going on Sunday, though.
Are you going on
Sunday? If you want to come down, I'm going to have my birthday party at Acoustic Lounge on Saturday.
Okay.
At 7 p.m. All right?
All right, sounds good. We'll connect. We're going salsa dancing on Friday night. So if you and your wife want to come out, let's do some salsa dancing.
I used to be a salsa instructor.
Oh, yeah, we got to see
people.
That. We're going to videotape that, and we're going to put that in the Fellas Night Out group page so everybody can see it. So definitely make sure you guys go to the Fellas Night Out group page, become a part of that group so you can see Marcus Harvey doing his salsa instructions. And, you know, this is when we talk about romance, it doesn't get, you know, any sexier than salsa dancing.
I'm going to have my chest hair out, so do be prepared for that. I will have a chest hair out because you can't salsa dance correctly without having your chest hair out. That's just the rule.
Wow.
That's how I was taught.
Oh. Okay. On that note,
Thank you again, right, brother. Y'all. We appreciate it. We'll right, definitely be in touch. All right.
God bless y'all.
So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have our romance specialist, Jade Lassen, on the line, and hopefully Sharita's still going to be there, because I know Jade is looking forward to talking with Sharita and helping her out a little bit from a woman's perspective. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after this.
Two questions. How's your New Year's resolution going, and how can the world's leading weight loss challenge get any better? Well, the 90-Day Body by Vi Challenge is offering you a chance to join the challenge for 90 days, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed. Go to 123shakes.com and find out why over 6,000 people a day are joining the 90-Day Challenge. Try on your own challenge for 90 days, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed. You're going to love this, or are you going to stay with your unresolution? Go to 123shakes.com. Get your challenge on.
Do you want to take your business to the next level? Ultimate Business Solutions provides the support you need to increase your customer base and sell more products and services online. Specializing in graphic arts, web development, and internet marketing, Ultimate Business Solutions creates the face of your business. If you're looking for a custom logo, dynamic website, or popping marketing material, call Ultimate Business Solutions today at 404-704-2197 or visit www.ultimatebizsolutions.com. Ultimate Business Solutions. Let us create your future.
Are you ready for your next excursion? Adventurous Excursions Travel is a personalized travel agency specializing in group cruises. We can book you on an all-inclusive vacation to the Caribbean, and right now, we have cruises to the Bahamas or Mexico, starting at only $300 per person. With affordable payment plans and friendly and knowledgeable service, why go anywhere else? Call Adventurous Excursions Travel today at 770-366-2555. That's 770-366-2555.
All right, we're back on Fellas Night Out. I'm your host, C. Nathaniel Brown, a.k.a. Chuck B. Thank you guys for listening. We're having a fantastic show. Thank you again to comedian Marcus Harvey. If you guys have questions and comments, you can give us a call as well. We can get your comments on the air. That number is 917-932-1078. Joining me now is Jade Lassen, an event planner, a romance specialist. She has a ton of things going on right now, and I'm honored to have her here with us on Fellas Night Out as we talk about romance, as we talk about the differences between men and women when it comes to romance and the thinking of romance with Valentine's Day right around the corner. So join me in welcoming Jade Lassen. Are you there, Jade?
I'm here, Chuck. I am here.
Thank you for joining us tonight. Have you had a chance to listen in to the show so far?
Yes, I've been listening, and I love the tips that Marcus provided for the group.
Great, great. Well, first we want you to tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do. Tell us a little bit about your company and, you know, how long you've been doing what you do.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, my name is Jade Lassen. And I own The Special Occasion. The Special Occasion is a full-service wedding and event planning company. I've been doing event planning for the past 18 years, and just recently, in December of 2012, we decided to launch a new division of the company, and that division is known as the Romance Concierge Division. And as I said, it's brand new. We are targeting it towards men because they tend to have more difficulty when it comes to planning romantic events for their spouse or their significant other. So that's a little bit about us.
Okay. Well, we're definitely going to talk a little bit more about that. But I think we still have Sharita on the line. So we want to let you
try to help her out, and maybe you can give her some tips and pointers to help her man get out of the funk that he's in right now. So, Sherita, are you still there? Okay, maybe she's not there yet. So we'll come back to her if she does join us again. But, you know, let's talk a little bit first about the differences in thinking when it comes to men and women with romance. My engineer told me that she is there. Are you there, Sherita?
I am.
Okay. Well, you're on the line.
Sherita.
I'll let you go ahead and talk with Jade and ask her questions.
Okay, Jade, my next question. He's always complaining about stuff. Like when we're sitting out in the car, he might go in, you know, to pump gas or whatever. And he always talking about, so why every time when I go in the store, you always got to come inside the store if there's a girl behind me in line? And I told him, I said, well, I want to make sure that she ain't asking for directions because you know how you is with the directions and stuff. Well, I told him, I said, I don't know if her hair might be cute. But he always thinks it's because I'm insecure. I don't think I'm insecure.
Well, I'm certain that you're not insecure, but maybe you should try and just shock him once. And the next time he actually goes into the store, let him go alone. Don't follow him regardless to who's in there. Just let him go and see how he responds to that.
So let's say you know, when he get off the computer and stuff, even if I go check the history, you know, my thing is I want to make sure I know my man. And I want to see if we like the same thing, or if he's looking at the same thing I'm looking at and stuff. He thinks it's because I'm trying to check up behind him. Now, should I be alarmed by him feeling like that?
Because
if he ain't got nothing to hide, it shouldn't matter, right?
It should not matter, but it's all about respect. He's an adult, and you should respect his privacy. I mean, you can't stop him from looking at anything. You can't stop him from doing anything that he's going to do. And by searching and prodding and prying, the only thing you do is create more friction in the relationship. If you actually feel like you can't trust him, then maybe the two of you should talk about that. But checking his history and checking his phone and following him into the store, that creates friction in a relationship.
So you say I should just lay low?
Yeah, just relax. Give him some space. Allow him to breathe, because you checking and doing all of that, it's not going to stop him. And if he isn't doing anything, it may actually push him to do something because he feels, well, you know what, she doesn't trust me anyway, so what's the point?
I didn't think about it like that.
All
so
right.
You think
I'll
turn up the romance a little bit more? Valentine's Day getting ready to come up, so I need to turn the romance up a little bit more probably, huh?
It probably wouldn't hurt, just a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Sherita, for your call. Thank you, Jay, for answering those. But let's go right there where she was at. All right. She said, turn up the romance a little bit. Tell us a little bit about what is considered romance for men and what's considered romance for women, because we know sometimes it's not the same thing.
It may not be the same thing. It's all very personalized, and it just depends on what your spouse likes and what they enjoy. And the simplest way to find out is actually listen to what they're saying to you. When you ask a question, really pay attention and see what they're saying. When you ask them, how was your day? Listen to what they said. Where'd you go to lunch? How was it? Those are all key things that will help you plan something romantic. If you ask where they went to lunch and they say, oh, well, I went to this restaurant, but I noticed a new place across the street. I think I'm going to try it out. Go ahead and surprise them and take them to that new place. It's all about just listening and keying in to what they're saying.
Okay. So let's say this person, boyfriend, husband, whatever, he's feeling the pressure to do something, something big, something huge, but maybe he doesn't have a lot of money. Maybe he doesn't have a lot of resources. Share a couple of things that he can do to bring on the romance, show some charm, you know, be creative, show that he was listening. Like, share some tips with the listeners that they can, you know, kind of apply that to their lives.
it's easy, especially with women. We are very sentimental, and we really appreciate the little things. Maybe you can't afford to take her out to that expensive restaurant that she's always talking about, but perhaps you could go and just get one meal, bring it home, decorate the room, roses, candles, and the two of you share that meal. That's something, it's a little less expensive than the two of you going out to dinner to that restaurant. Bring that one meal home, share it. It will have a perfect effect for her. Another thing you can do, and I actually just saw a friend of mine do this, take the shirt or a piece of clothing that you wore on your first date and have it framed. Actually mount it, have it framed, get the background behind it, and give that to them as a gift.
Okay. It sounds like you've been in my playbook a little bit because, you know, I'm the man when it comes to that. Now, like about a month ago, and this I wasn't sure. I didn't know the impact that it was going to have. But, you know, I just got a bag full of potato chips and snacks and all of that. And my wife and I just sat in the bed and just watched TV. And she was like, this is so special. This is one of our best dates. And it was just nothing but a bag of goodies. And we just spent some quality time just watching television together. So, like you said, it is those little things. It's showing that you're thinking. It's really getting in a place where you're showing quality time, sharing quality time. You're connected with each other. And everything else on the outside doesn't matter. So I 100% agree with you on that. You mentioned your romance concierge services. I want you to tell us a little bit more about that and how people can, like what all is involved with that and how they can take advantage of those types of services.
With romance concierge, there are so many different levels. We can help you plan a romantic evening out, a romantic weekend. If you want to propose, we can help you plan that out. It just brings our event and wedding planning level to another stage. The only thing you have to do is call us for a consultation. We'll have you create a profile based on things that your spouse or significant other likes, and we build something from there. If she does have a favorite restaurant, we'll handle reservations for you, go in and get the table, have it decorated nicely, just give you everything you need for that extra touch.
And there are different levels or packages that people can purchase in order to do that. Can you just kind of like tell a little bit about the differences and whether it's a one-time thing or multiple?
Exactly. We have a one-time package that we call the Get Out of the Doghouse, and that's for people, man or woman, that they've messed up and that person in their life just isn't speaking to them, has an attitude, and they just don't know how to fix it. And we will go in and we'll give you three suggestions on how you can fix it. It may be three suggestions for a romantic date, three gift suggestions, but we will give you three choices. You pick the one that you like, and then we help you implement every stage of that. And that's the one that's the Get Out of the Doghouse. There are monthly packages, and each package goes up in price based on what's included in it. But you get romance services, you get monthly reminders. So a week prior, we will contact you and say, hey, you know, don't forget, Sharita's birthday is next week. Your anniversary is coming up. You mentioned that she likes to shop at Tiffany's. Well, they just released a new piece. Would you like for us to go pick it up for you? We handle every aspect of the romance so that you're not pressured, you're not getting yourself in the doghouse, and it keeps the romance alive. It keeps it new.
Okay. And you're married, correct?
Correct. Almost 5 years.
Okay. All right. So you're right around the same time as Marcus and Christina. Congratulations
yes.
on that as well. What I want to ask you now is it's a little personal for you, not too personal, just a little bit.
Okay.
Now, being that you are the romance specialist, you obviously have some expectations from your husband. Does
mm-hmm.
he go above and beyond the things that the average person does because you are the romance specialist?
He tries. He really, really tries hard. And he does a good job, but I think to him it's above and beyond. But for me, it's just like, oh, well, you know, that's regular. But I still appreciate what he does. Mm-hmm. But with me, my mind is always going and always thinking of things. So I'm not really surprised, but I still appreciate everything that he does, no matter how big, how small. I just appreciate the fact that he thinks enough about me and that he loves me enough to try and surprise me or try and make me happy.
Okay, so the flip side of that question is, being that you are the romance specialist, do you make sure that he is the king of the castle when it comes to romance?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So you go all out and, you know, he knows that you do this business and you help other people, so you can't, you know, you can't surprise him too much because you know this is your business, but you must do some things to keep him on his feet. It's like, hey, I got you on this one.
I think I always surprise him because the things I do, he doesn't expect me to do because he's a race car fan and he knows I could care less about racing or any sport at all. I won't watch it on TV or anything. But for his birthday a couple years ago, I said, hey, let's go for a ride. He said, where? I said, you know what? It's a surprise. Don't worry about it. And I drove him down to South Georgia to the racetrack and let him drive laps in a race car. I stayed there. I filmed it. He had a blast. We got the video. And then when we came back home, I had purchased a race car. I don't even know the terminology for it, but a race car girl outfit. And that's what I wore later that evening.
Okay.
So there's
Jay,
I
hear you.
Surprise him.
I heard Tony Evans, I don't even know where his ministry is. I think it's in Dallas, maybe. He's a pastor in Dallas. I heard him say years ago that he is so competitive, he makes sure he beats his wife in everything. And so he takes it personal when it comes to romance and things like that. So they have this friendly competition that they do. And I said that with my wife from the beginning. I was like, you know, I'm going to one-up you. And she'll do something. And I'm like, oh, you got me this time. And then we try to just do, you know, outdo each other. And it makes it fun. It keeps us creative. It keeps us thinking. So that's a, you know, a great thing to do, is just kind of, you know, keep that mindset that, hey, I'm going to try to do this just a little bit different. And then if you keep that creative competition, it's all in fun, then it'll kind of help, you know, as you look forward on different times, different events. I know some people that celebrate every month, their anniversary every month. Other people that do did I hear you say something about this before? A rose? What was your thing?
I did.
Yes. Please share that, because I remember hearing that.
I said on Valentine's Day, give her the number of roses for how many years you've been together. And if you haven't reached a year yet, go ahead and do for months. So if you've been together 5 months, give her 5 roses. 5 years, give her 5 roses. And give it to her when she first wakes up with a card or note, whatever you're going to give her for that day. Spend the day with her, whether you go out, you stay in, and then that night, right before she goes to sleep, go ahead and present her with another rose and tell her, this is for the next year. This is for the year that I'm looking forward to spending with you. I wanted to create, complete this, these roses that I gave you, and this one is for the next year. And you can do that every single year with her because she knows she's going to get flowers in the morning, and then that night before she goes to sleep, she will get one for the upcoming year.
Nice. I love it. I love it. Well, stay right there. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll wrap up, and we'll hear a couple of more tips for both men and women, and then we'll make sure that we get your contact information out, so if anyone wants to take advantage of your services, they can do that as well. So stay right there. Don't go anywhere. We're not done yet. We're just going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Everything is what she was. The first time I recognized beauty, it was her. She had long, long hair, smooth brown skin, like dream was there.
Shawty is a teen.
Hey, she's my lover. Mona Lisa, one in a million, like Aaliyah, always there when I need. I'd be a fool to leave her. So precious, yeah, she's so so real. And this is something that I thought I could never feel. It's something.
My brother. That was my brother, Xavier Lewis. I Know I'm in Love. A great friend and previous guest on Fellas Night Out. We are still here with romance specialist Jade Ladson. Thank you again for joining us, and thank you for sharing your wisdom with our listeners. And I know that a lot of them have received that valuable information and will apply it to their lives. I couldn't ask you everything because, you know, my wife is probably listening in the other room, and I don't want her to know all the things that I'm going to do for my romance specialist, and she'll, you know, hear all the tips, and then she won't be surprised. So can't ask you all the questions. But I do want to get to one other point. If someone has questions or they don't know how to let their spouses know what they would like, whether it's for a birthday, for Valentine's Day, or a special event, anniversary, something like that. How do they go about doing that? What do they do?
The best way to let your spouse know what you want for Valentine's Day, birthday, anniversary, no matter what it is just be honest. When they ask you what you want, go ahead and say, well, you know what? I saw a purse at X, Y, and Z store that I would love to have. There's a new bottle of perfume that I would love to have. Don't just say, well, it doesn't matter, it's up to you, because that's not really how you feel. And when you get something that they've picked out, you're looking at it like, well, this isn't what I wanted, but it's your fault because you weren't honest. Tell them what you want. If you've seen something, let them know. And if you think that they may not be able to pick out the right thing, or if there's a restaurant you want to go to, be honest. And if you think they're going to get stuck, tell them, say, well, you know what, this is what I'd like, but if you need some help with it, or if you want to just do a little bit more, go ahead and give Jade a call at the special occasion and let her help you. But no matter what, be honest, be upfront, and actually tell them what you want and how you feel. It'll make your life a lot easier.
Okay, that's great. Now, would you, knowing what they want, if they told you, you know, hey, I want this, would you still try to do something a little bit extra just to kind of personalize it, you know, create a little bit something special with it, or is just getting what they asked for enough?
I would go one step further. If she tells you, well, you know what, I saw this purse at this store and I would love to have it, go ahead and get the purse. Get her a dress to go with it. If you don't know what size dress, we have personal shoppers that can help. If you know that she likes perfume, give her the purse. Put the bottle of perfume in the purse. Just always take it one step further.
Okay. Great. Well, we just have a couple of minutes left. I want to make sure you give everybody your website and contact information in case they do need to get in touch with you for your services.
Mm-hmm. Well, our website is www.tsoevents.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at TSO Events. And if you simply want to give us a call, the phone number is 404-721-2876.
And that's TSOEvents.com?
Yes, TSO Events.
Okay, great. Well, Jade, thank you for joining us. We appreciate all the information that you share with us. We will certainly keep in contact, as I said before. If you have anything that's coming up, you know, definitely let us know. We can make sure we post it in the Fellas Night Out group page, as well as any of the other social media information that we can do to help out. Thank you again. We appreciate it, and we will definitely be in touch with you.
Thank you for having me, and have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too. Well,
bye-bye.
That's a bringing to end another great edition of Fellas Night Out. Those of you who joined us in the chat room, those of you who called in to listen, we appreciate you for being there. As I mentioned, I will be celebrating my birthday. We're going to be doing some salsa dancing at Sanctuary Latin Nightclub. So if you want to come out and join us, feel free to do so. And that's going to be Friday night around 9 o'clock. I don't know what time it ends. But, you know, definitely come by and do that. Stay tuned for more information about Love at Work. We're going to be showing that information as well. The next show that we have coming up on the Survival Radio Network, right here tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon, that's Eastern Standard Time, is Emerge Today with host Monique Stoner. So make sure you tune in again. As I mentioned, Survival Radio Network is truly the network you can't live without. Thank you again. God bless you. Fellas Night Out is out.